Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a dearth of auto mechanics. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. All over the U.S., the auto repair industry is facing a lack of skilled technicians, and it's no different here in Ohio. Ali Vugrinsik, with Ohio Newsroom member station WOSU, took a look at what's driving the shortage.
Weber Road Auto Service has been serving the North Linden neighborhood in Columbus for more than 20 years. On a busy day, and they're basically all busy days, owner Eric Easley's lot is so full of cars, you can barely pull in another vehicle.
Eric and Ingram are playing musical cars.
With four technicians, including himself, and four service bays, Easley's staff fixes between 15 and 25 cars a day.
We do just about everything bumper to bumper. We do engine work. We do some transmission work.
But he doesn't service electric vehicles. Easley has been in the industry for nearly 40 years, and in that time, he's seen a lot of transitions. The latest is toward EVs.
The normal mechanical part of the vehicle hasn't changed much, but the electronics, as far as the electric vehicles and the batteries and the electric motors and things like that, has changed an awful lot.
Right now, he doesn't have the specialized equipment to work on them. Plus, the techs that can work on those cars are hard to come by. Last year, consumer intelligence company J.D. Power reported that U.S. car dealerships had about 56,000 unfilled service technician positions nationwide. And even though 40,000 new service techs graduate every year, almost twice as many are retiring at the same time. That's according to the National Automobile Dealers Association. John Croft is a dean of the College of Applied Technology at University of Northwestern Ohio in Lima. The college has a popular automotive technology program that offers students hands-on training. Croft says the so-called enrollment cliff in secondary education is part of the problem. There are just fewer young people.
There are fewer students coming through high schools, which results in fewer graduates, which means there's a shrinking pool of available or potential students in colleges.
Meanwhile, Croft thinks that some would-be students find new advanced technology off-putting.
You know, whenever you deal with electricity, okay, there is, you know, the fear of electrocution.
Croft says that's led to a shortage specifically of specialized technicians who can work on hybrid and electric vehicles.
There are many shops in the area that have to share a technician because students or potential employees aren't coming into the job force or into the workforce with that specific training.
Croft says there are barriers to just getting started in the auto industry. Entry pay is low, and oftentimes techs have to buy their own tools to the tune of thousands of dollars. Plus, there's constant continuing education. But with the right training and certifications, Croft says an auto tech can make a triple-digit salary. Back at Weber Road Auto Service, Easley says working on cars teaches lifelong skills that carry over to other parts of life.
All of it's really, really rewarding, and it's a good field to enter.
The University of Northwestern Ohio is hoping to convince students of that. They're enticing students to automotive programs with drag racing and drifting clubs. Some employers are helping new hires get needed training by putting them through college or continuing education programs. Croft and Easley both say more young women are taking an interest in auto repair, and Easley thinks the advances in technology will ultimately draw more young people.
Kids like computers, they like electronics. That's what today's industry is really all about. You can work on cars nowadays and not even get dirty.
After all, auto repair is a skilled field, and drivers all over Ohio depend on it. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Ali Vugrinsik in Columbus.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.